Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and this time around on the program, I'll be playing the music of the late singer and pianist Blossom Dearie, the so-called jazz pixie of American popular song. It's a tribute to Blossom Dearie, coming up next on Afterglow.
It's pretty funny, but I'm mad about the boy. He has a gay appeal that makes me feel there may be something sad about the boy. Walking down the street, his eyes look out at me from people that I meet. I can't believe it's true, but when I'm blue in some strange way, I'm glad about the boy. I'm hardly sentimental. Isn't so sublime. I have to pay my rental, and I can't afford to waste much time. If I could employ a little magic that would finally destroy this dream that pains me and enchains me, but I can't. Because I'm mad about the boy. It's pretty funny, but I'm mad about the boy. He has a gay appeal that makes me feel there may be something sad about the boy. Walking down the street, his eyes look out at me from people that I meet. I can't believe it's true, but when I'm blue in some strange way, I'm glad about the boy. Can't afford to waste much time. If I could employ a little magic that would finally destroy this dream that pains me and chains me, but I can't.
Blossom Dearie and Mad About the Boy from Blossom Time at Ronnie Scott's. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and I'm paying tribute to the singer and pianist Blossom Dearie this time around on the program. Blossom Dearie, who passed away in her Greenwich Village apartment in New York City in February 2009 at the age of 84. She had a small, kind of little girlish voice. Critic Whitney Balliot once wrote that it would scarcely reach the second story of a dollhouse, but she used it to her advantage, and she had a very sophisticated approach to her vocals and her choice of material. It's a very urbane, witty and wry style, and kind of romantic with a bite. As the New York Times said of her after she passed away, she was a genre unto herself. I think at times her voice could even have a rather haunting quality as well. Blossom Dearie was her real name, believe it or not. She was born in East Durham, New York in 1924, and like a number of other musicians growing up in the 30s and 40s, she started out in her childhood playing classical music and then switched to jazz in her teens. She did a stint in the 1940s with a vocal group attached to Woody Herman's big band, and also went on to do some work with King Pleasure, but her career really started to take off when she went over to France in the early 1950s. She joined a vocal group called the Blue Stars that would eventually evolve into the Double Six of Paris and the Swingle Singers, and they had a pretty big hit with a French version of Lullaby of Birdland. She also met a musician she'd end up marrying, flutist and saxophonist Bobby Jasper, and she also met jazz impresario Norman Granz, who'd end up recording 6 albums by her for Verve Records, some of Blossom Dearie's most enduring work. Right now, we'll start off with the Blue Stars doing Embrasse-moi bien on Afterglow.
agité comme un roseau dans la tourmente. Toutes mes nerfs et toutes mes rires en ce moment. Le monde me désenchante par ce beau jour de printemps. Fatigué, désabusé et sans courage, impatient, je ne sais plus ce qui me tend. Je sens arriver l'orage par ce beau jour de printemps. Je voudrais me sentir loin d'ici, fuir la vie de chaque jour. Et peut-être en m'avadant ainsi, y trouverai-je les bourgeons, les marronniers de mon enfance, l'aubépine, la jacinthe et les lilas blancs. En vain me chante le romance, douterai-je de printemps. Tout est si joyeux, pourtant je suis malheureux. D'où me vient tout ce tourment? Oh mon ami, c'est le
thank you.
Blossom Dearie on piano doing the Continental from a reissue of some of the recordings she made in France called Blossom Dearie the Pianist, also with the Blue Stars, and from that same CD we also heard Embrasse-moi bien, and we also heard Blossom Dearie singing It Might As Well Be Spring in French from the very first album that she recorded for Norman Granz's Verve label, simply titled Blossom Dearie. Well, Blossom Dearie came back to the United States in the mid-1950s with her husband, musician Bobby Jasper. But they separated not long after that, and he actually ended up passing away not long after they separated from an illness. But she became quite a part of the New York City jazz scene when she came back, and she also showed up a few times on the Today Show because host Dave Garraway was a big fan of hers, and that gave her a lot more exposure. But probably the best thing that happened for her was recording six albums for Norman Granz's Verve label. And she talks in the liner notes to one of these albums about what an exciting time it was. She says the studios and halls were filled with musicians coming and going 24 hours a day, and one could bump into Dizzy Gillespie or Charlie Parker or Jerry Mulligan and find out what was happening on the scene. She also became friends with Miles Davis, who became a big fan of hers as well. We're going to hear something now from what I think is perhaps her best Verve album. The album's called Once Upon a Summertime. We'll hear three songs from it, starting with this, I think, just a really wonderful rendition of Tea for Two, Blossom Dearie on Afterglow.
I'm discontented with homes that are rented, so I have invented my own. Darling, this place is a lover's oasis where life's weary chase is unknown. Far from the cry of the city, where flowers pretty caress the streams, cozy to hide in, to live side by side in, don't let it abide in my dreams. Picture me upon with tea for two and two for tea. Me for you and you for me alone. No. To see us or hear us, no friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known that we own a telephone. Day will break and you'll wake, and I will bake a sugar cake for you to take, for all the boys to see. And my IQ is like you'd estimate just average. But evidently, he does not agree. Consequently, if I seem at sea, it amazes me. What he sees in me dazzles me, dazes me. That I've learned to clip my wings and soften my ways. These are ordinary things, unworthy of praise. Yet he praises me, just knowing I'd try for him. So many would, if they could, die for him. I'm the one who's worldly wise, and nothing much fazes me. Just amazes me. To see me in his eyes, it just amazes me. Take Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. the subway charms us so. When balmy breezes blow to and fro and tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently city's a wondrous toy. Made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently city's a wondrous toy. Made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
Blossom Dearie, three songs from her 1958 Verve album, Once Upon a Summertime. We heard Manhattan, It Amazes Me, and T for Two. Mundell Lowe on guitar, Ray Brown on piano, Ed Thigpen on drums, and Blossom Dearie on piano and vocals. We'll have more of the music of Blossom Dearie in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow.
You are the summer, and I am the autumn. Don't wait too long. Your song's beginning while mine's nearly sung. Don't wait too long. Fall is the turn to golden brown, but soon fall is in.
I'm paying tribute to the late singer and pianist Blossom Dearie on this edition of Afterglow, and I should probably tell you the story of how she got her name. Her last name really was Dearie. She was born in April of 1924, and she told Whitney Balliot that the day I arrived, a neighbor brought over some peach blossoms, and when my father saw them, he said, "That's it. We'll call her Blossom." A very unique name, a very unique voice. It's been described as sly and kittenish. Rather romantic, rather haunting, and also with a very wry sense of humor, rather biting sense of humor at times. I think she also had a very unique choice of material. In the 1950s, she said she was already tired of doing well-known songs. She was always looking for new tunes to do, and she really favored the songwriting team of Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lay. We'll hear one of the songs that they wrote now that she recorded, Blossom Dearie and You Fascinate Me So, on Afterglow.
Beneath a little halo on your noble head, there lies a thought or two the devil might be interested to know. You're like the finish of a novel that I'll finally have to take to bed. You fascinate me so. I feel like Christopher Columbus when I'm near enough to contemplate the sweet geography descending from your eyebrow to your toe. The possibilities are more than I can possibly enumerate. That's why you fascinate me so. So sermonize and preach to me. Make your sanctimonious little speech to me. But oh my darling, you forgive my inability to concentrate. I think I'm dealing with a powder cake that's just about to blow. Will the end result deflate me, or will you annihilate me? You fascinate me so. Forgive my inability to concentrate. I think I'm dealing with a powder keg that's just about to blow. Will the end result deflate me, or will you annihilate me? You aggravate me, you irritate me, you. I have long been without. It's the key that opens heaven's front door. It's the dream come true that I'm wishing for. You've got something I want. sound. I can hear my heart fairly shout. It keeps telling me my moment is near, that my rainbow's end is waiting right here. You've got something I want, something I have just learned about. Though it's plain that I need training in explaining what I want, I'm sure of one thing. You're that something, for you've become the one thing I want. You've got something I want, something so mysterious, and yet it's a vision I can touch with my hand. It's a marvel Mother Nature has planned. You've got something I want. Darling, what you've got I must get. Something tells me these illusions are real. I believe it's true from what I can feel. You've got something I want. I've thought of nothing else since we met. I'm on fire with desire to acquire what I want. For I know that you are what so very few are, and everything that you are, I want.
Blossom Dearie doing Bob Hames's You've Got Something I Want from her album My Gentleman Friend. Kenny Burrell on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on drums. Same group with Blossom playing piano. Before that, doing Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lay's You Fascinate Me So from the same album. Well, Blossom Dearie would go on in the early 1960s to actually have a great deal of success with a commercial for Heyer's Root Beer. So popular, it led to a whole album called Blossom Dearie Sings Rootin' Songs. And as the decade went on, she'd also become a very popular regular at Ronnie Scott's nightclub in London. In the mid-1970s, she formed her own record label, Daffodil Records, put out several albums on it, and we'll hear several of those songs coming up here in the next set. She also sang some of the songs on the ABC children's show Schoolhouse Rock, a number of them written by her friend Bob Durow, and we'll hear one of those songs as well a little bit later on. Although she had this childlike, seemingly innocent voice, she was known for her willingness to confront noisy patrons. And there are a lot of other stories that attest to a pretty strong personality behind the vocal image. The music she sang also sometimes carried a pretty wry and biting sense of humor. We'll hear her cover now of one such song, written by her friends Dave Frischberg and Bob Durow, Blossom Dearie and I'm Hip on Afterglow.
Square. I'm alert, I'm awake, I'm aware. I'm on top of every scene, making the rounds, digging the sounds. I read People magazine, cause I'm hip. I'm digging, I'm step. When it was hip to be hip, I was hip. I don't blow, but I'm a fan. Look at me swing, ring-a-ding-ding. I even call my girlfriend man, I'm so hip. Every Saturday night, with my suit buttoned tight and my suede on, I'm getting my kicks, digging arty French flicks with my shades on. Cause I'm too much, I'm a gas, I am anything but middle class. When I hang around the band, popping my thumbs, digging the drums, squares don't seem to understand why I flip. They're not hip, like I'm hip. Enjoy any joint where there's jive. I'm on top of every trend. Look at me go, vo-de-o-do. Sammy Davis knows my friend. I'm so hip. I'm hip, but not weird. Like you notice, I don't wear a beard. Beards were in, but now they're out. They had their day, now they're passé. Just ask me if you're in doubt, cause I'm hip. Now I'm deep into Zen, meditation and macrobiotics. And as soon as I can, I intend to get into narcotics. 'Cause I'm cool as a cuke. I'm a cat, I'm a card, I'm a kook. I get so much out of life. Really, I do. Scooba dooba. One more time, play Mac the Knife. Let her rip. I may flip, but I'm hip. Ooh, I'm hip. I'm hip. Scooba dooba doo doo dwee boo boo. Spoon doo 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 dwee da.
Every cause, fighting all unjust laws.
step behind, I'm shadowing you. You lug you, I wouldn't bug you except whenever I can. You see, love, you are to be love, the indispensable man. Like I said before, I'm camping at your door, shadowing you. There'll be no escape, I'm getting out of tape and video too. In Venice, I'll be a menace in your Italian motel. In Paris, I shall embarrass you on the Rue La Chapelle. If you do decide you want me for a bride, the deed'll be done. Both of us will be so independent, we will live on the run. Picketing for every cause, fighting all unjust laws. Happy as can be, just you, the Secret Service, and me. I'm shadowing you. I'm shadowing you. I'm shadowing you.
Blossom Dearie doing a song she co-wrote with Johnny Mercer, I'm Shadowing You, from a collection of recordings from her very own label, Daffodil Records, called I'm Hip. From that same collection we heard There Ought to Be a Moonlight Saving Time, and the title song, I'm Hip, written by her friends Bob Dorough and Dave Frischberg. Blossom Dearie would go on to become a mainstay in several Manhattan nightclubs throughout the 1980s and 1990s, and she'd also continue to write and record music throughout those two decades as well. She passed away in February of 2009. She was one of the last living icons of a time when jazz, cabaret, and pop all converged for a golden age of American popular song. We'll close with one of the songs she did for Schoolhouse Rock, as well as something a Betty Comden, Adolph Green, Leonard Bernstein classic standard, and this, Blossom Dearie and Something Happens to Me on Afterglow.
Something happens to me every time I feel that you are near. A strange kind of chemical change goes rushing through me. I know that mysterious glow means you'll appear. Then, darling, something happens to me in your arms when I feel you're trembling too. I can tell you've been caught in the spell that I am under. We gaze into each other's eyes in breathless wonder to see that when something happens to me, it happens to you. Something happens to me in your arms when I feel you're trembling too. I can tell you've been caught in the spell that I am under. We gaze into each other's eyes in breathless wonder to see that when something happens to me, it happens to you. To see that when something happens to me, it happens to you. You would be great if you could make a figure eight. That's a circle that turns round upon itself. One times eight is two times four. Four times four is two times eight. If you skate upon thin ice, you'd be wise if you thought twice before you made another single move. One times eight is eight. Two times eight is 16. Three times eight is 24. Four times eight is 32. And five times eight is 40, you know. Six times eight is 48. Seven times eight is 56. Eight times eight is 64. Nine times eight is 72. And 10 times eight is 80. That's true. 11 times 8 is 88, and 12 times 8 is 96. Now here's a chance to get off on your new math tricks, cause 12 times 8 is the same as 10 times 8 plus 2 times 8. 80 plus 16, 96. 1 times 8 is 8, 2 times 8 is 16, 3 times 8 is 24, 4 times 8 is 32, and 5 times 8 is 40, you know. Figure 8 as double 4. Figure 4 as half of 8. If you skate, you would be great if you could make a figure 8. That's a circle that turns round upon itself. Place it on its side and it's a symbol meaning infinity. Where has the time? This day was just a token just when the fun is starting, comes the time for parting. But let's be glad for what we've had. So much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh well, we'll catch up. Just when the fun is starting, comes the time. let's be glad for what we've had.
We close with Blossom Dearie doing Some Other Time from the album Sings Comden and Green. Before that, Figure Eight from the ABC show Schoolhouse Rock. And we started off with Something Happens to Me from the album May I Come In. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Afterglow. Special thanks to Luann Johnson. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can hear many previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at wfiu.org/afterglow. Our engineer is Michael Paskesh, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join us again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the